Hi guys, welcome to episode number 45 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Itana Styling Podcast. How are you guys? How is your fashion business doing? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra, and I am a fashion stylist and a business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. If you have any questions, please email them to us at info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. I'll leave a link below for you. Okay. You know, you can always chat with me inside our free Facebook group, Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. You can also check out our Etsy store where we share workbooks and planners to help you build a successful fashion business. And we also launched a subscription, a monthly subscription, where you can get one planner a month to help you get focused and plan everything that you need inside your business. I'll leave links to that below as well in case you want to check them out. And like I mentioned in the beginning, this is episode number 45. And today what we're going to talk about is 5 key steps for fashion business success. So I wanted to come in and share with you 5 steps that I have encountered to be key, right, for businesses to succeed. Okay, I work with many fashion entrepreneurs, with a lot of designers especially, and you know, a lot of them don't focus on these things. And unfortunately, these things are really important. They might think something else is really important, and that's when the shock comes in and they realize, oh wow, you know, what happened? Why this didn't work? Why I have no more money and all of that. So I want to prevent that, and I want to share with you in my experience what, you know, working with all of them, what has been the things that really make a difference and that help the businesses succeed, whether you are a stylist or a designer or an illustrator, whatever it may be. Okay, so the first one, okay, is invest your money in what makes a difference in your business. Okay, invest your money where it makes a difference in your fashion business. So a lot of people, especially when they're starting out, you know, they're excited, they have the resources, and they put the money on things that maybe, you know, it's not the right time to do that yet, or that it's not going to bring any feedback that is going to be useful for you to keep growing the business. So for example, and I don't have anything against social media managers out there, because I have done social media work for companies as well, but especially when you're starting out, you know, hiring someone to do social media for you when you don't really know yet who's your audience and what's the product and if the product is going to be successful or any of that, you know, having a specific amount of money going out monthly, a big chunk of money on a service like this, you know, I'm not saying it's not helpful. I'm just saying that money can be utilized in a different area that is going to help you establish yourself so you can hire the social media manager and have that service, right? So think about, you know, where you can invest that money so it has the most impact inside your business. So another thing that I see people, you know, spending money on in the beginning or throughout their journey when they're not established yet, and even after, is perhaps on a software, a particular software that is really expensive and that is really good, but maybe they're not there yet. Maybe you can use a software that is way less expensive, that doesn't create that pressure on you, while you figure out what works and what doesn't work. Once you have mastered things, then you can upgrade, and you can try new things, but you need to get there first. And you know, putting those big bills on you and having those responsibilities in the beginning, right, and not investing the money really where you need to, where perhaps on ads or perhaps on, you know, going to events and meeting people, whatever it is that would accelerate that sales process, right? You have to watch out for those things, okay? So yeah, think about that, okay? Number 2, reach your potential customer consistently. And I would say this, do this on a daily basis. A lot of people, they have a website, right? Or an online store or a particular product, and they are not consistently reaching out their audience. This could look like going to events where they hang out and talking to them on a regular basis, or jumping on calls with potential customers, or being on social media, you know, or Facebook groups, for example, and talking to people one-on-one and answering questions and things like that, people are not doing that, or they're not doing that enough. I can guarantee you that if you're talking to people all day long, people who could be your potential customer, you are going to get customers, because that's another part B to this tip or step, which is don't hang out where your customer doesn't hang out. Okay, a lot of people, I see it a lot, for example, with fashion shows. A lot of people sign up to participate in these fashion shows where, you know, it's a big expense. You have to spend a lot of energy, a lot of money, and everything, right? Time putting together this fashion show. And if your ideal customer is not in that audience, why are you doing it, right? People are not going to connect with your idea. They're not going to connect with your brand. Why are you there? You can use that money into a different show, right? Where people really are going to connect with you. So you have to think about those things, and you have to do those things consistently. Perhaps you can't do a fashion show all the time, but you can go to networking events all the time, or you can be on social media talking to your ideal customer all day long, or you know, a specific amount of hours. So if you do that, that's another key thing that is going to guarantee you sales, and it's going to guarantee you success in your business. Okay. My step number three is build relationships everywhere. Okay. So everywhere you go, where there's a match, right, where there's someone that you like, that you have similar values, that even if they're in a different industry, it's great to create those relationships, because you never know. Okay. They might invite you somewhere. You might be able to help them in some way. You might be able to cross promote. There's so many things that can come out of that. Okay. And so a lot of people go to events or they don't even get to go to events because they feel, you know, a little shy, or they don't know what to say. And it's a waste of an opportunity. If you're going somewhere, if you're spending the time, the energy, the money to be there, make sure that you're building relationships, because they're gonna help you in so many ways. Okay. That is number three. Number four is be a part of a community. Okay. And I would actually say be a part of 1 to 3 communities if you can. Communities that you really love, that you really feel identified, that you can learn from, because that's going to be your support system, and you're going to be their support system. Okay. When you have a question, when you have a doubt, when you don't know how to figure out something, when you need to vent, when you need to learn something, that's the community that's going to be there for you. It's very isolating to be an entrepreneur and be by yourself, figuring out everything by yourself without talking to people. And these can be so helpful. Okay. So helpful. So I recommend having 1 to 3 groups that you really can count with, that you really develop relationships with, that you can ask questions, that you can learn from, because that's going to be the biggest difference in your business. Okay. And my number 5. Okay. And of course there's so many, but if you do these 5 steps, you're going to have success. Okay. The number 5 is learn and master sales. So this is a big one. A lot of people, they feel, oh, I feel salesy. They feel shy when they're going to sell their product or their service. They don't have a sales system in place. They don't have salespeople. They don't master this area. And this is what brings the money in. Okay. This is how you serve your audience. So focus, you know, time and energy to this area, whether it's learning about it, practicing every day, getting out there and asking for the sale. A lot of people don't even ask for the sale, right? They just have their website, they just have their product, and they expect people to go ahead and take action and go get it, right? And you are the salesperson, okay? So of course there's techniques and strategies that you can do, that you can apply and you can learn, so you feel comfortable about it, right? And that's what I'm encouraging. But you know, you really have to put the time and the energy and the effort in it, because this is gonna make the biggest difference, okay? So let's wrap this up. Okay. Number 1, invest your money where it makes a difference in your business. Okay. Whether it's learning, you know, joining a marketing class to market your business better, or going to a particular event where your audience hangs out, or doing ads on Instagram because you know your audience is there, whatever it is, use the money and invest it in a place where it's going to make a difference in your business. Tip number 1. Tip number 2. Reach out to your potential customer on a regular basis, daily, okay? Like daily, make time in your schedule to consistently connect with them, talk to them, ask them questions, have them ask you questions, develop that relationship, okay? Number three, build relationships everywhere. Everywhere you go, where you meet someone who's nice and you connect with, build a relationship. Whether they're in a different industry, whether they could be a customer or not, build relationships, because that's gonna make a big difference. And number four, be a part of a community. Better if you're part of two or three communities, so you have a support system, so you are their support system, so you can learn, you can ask questions, everything that you need in one place. And number five, learn and master sales, okay? So let me know what you think. Let me know where do you need help, where, you know, what area do you need the most support in, where do you need to adjust things in your business so you can make this happen. And let me know also if you have found other strategies that have been super successful for you, okay? So we share it with everyone in the community, okay? I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And I want to invite you to follow us. And, you know, if you like this podcast, like it, share it, subscribe to show your support. And let us know what other questions you guys have so we can keep answering them and serving you, okay? So thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today, and I will see you guys in our next episode. Okay, bye guys.